Evening. How are you doing? Hello, Brian?
Hi.
Hi, Brian. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. Thank you very much for asking. Brian, my name is Mario. I am one of the directors within the company. I am going to try to, you know, make this as brief as I can, brother, and then, you know, just go straight to the point here. Yeah, absolutely. Tara tells me, and I'm just reading through the notes very specifically, what do you specialize in? Because I see that, you know, it actually sounds like you do quite a bit of things.
Yeah, we do. Roofing is our main line, but we do fencing and gutters and you know, interior restoration, interior and exterior restoration. So, you know, any kind of storm damage.
Okay.
You know, it's mostly
okay.
Storm-related damage.
Gotcha. Okay. The only reason I ask, just to give you a heads up on that, is because all the services and categories that you provide, those can be all listed under Google under special categories, right? So when anyone
right.
goes on there and types in, okay, so you know how that works. Okay, perfect. To keep things pretty short and straight to the point, Brian, we had a position on the first page that opened up about an hour and 13 minutes ago. Our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business 20 years, and we've been premier Google partners for 20 years. I like to bring that up only because there's only about 40 companies nationwide that are direct premier Google partners. We're one of them. Okay. Absolutely. Yes, that means that we get trained by Google. We go down to their facilities in California and so forth. Anyhow, we had that first place position become available, as you know, Brian, on the first page. Unfortunately, there's only about 8 to 10 slots for companies to get on there. I mean, everyone wants to be on the first page. They know that it's very fruitful to be on the first page of Google. So what we're proposing is to place HTX Roofing and Restoration right alongside of the Roof Squad, JC&C Roof Company, AM Steel Roofing, Houston Roofing Construction, Precision Roof Crafters, Easy Roof and Construction, All Over Exterior. Let's see who else comes on here. Priority Roofing, State Roofing, and Mighty Doug Roofing West Houston and Kathy. Not sure if you've heard of any of these companies before, Brian.
Nope, I've never heard of any of them.
Okay, all right. Well, these companies.
But there's
are
about 4,000 roofing companies in Houston. So.
Okay, you're up against a little bit competition, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that, and I'm not just trying to pull your leg here. The good news is that, you know, you would be placed on the first page of Google. And here's the bottom line, and I'm just going to be a straight shooter with you. All these companies that I mentioned to you are the ones that come up on the first page of Google, and that's how they stay busy, you know. It's not that, you know, they're doing better roofing jobs than you or they're doing such unique or different work than you are, Brian. It's the simple fact
right.
that when anyone goes on Google and looks for roofing work or roof leak or emergency roofing, shingle, metal roofing, any of those are which are categories, these companies pop up as first option. And it's proven, over the years that everyone on the first page of Google stays busy. You know, when you're placed on the second, third, fourth page, unfortunately, based on statistics, nobody navigates down those pages.
Yeah,
there you go. Man, it sounds like you know quite a bit of SEO. It's just you know, I mean, it sounds like you've been around for a while, so that's good.
A little bit.
Okay. The other thing, I don't know if Tara mentioned to you, I know you already have a site, which is htx-roofing.com. I mean, that's a great thing for you on our end, because the pricing is adjusted quite a bit when you have your own website, because we don't have to build the domain nor start building a site. You already have that going. We could get that website promoted on Google as well, because I'll be straight with you, Brian. There's no point of having a website if it's not generating work, right? Because you want...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want the website to be looked at by people that are looking for roof work, right? And if people go on the site, they see that, you know, they see the work you've done, they see what you offer, and that's how websites generate work, because people like the work you do. So we would put it on Google, and again, that would open up even more opportunities for you, obviously. Do you have any social media presence, Brian?
Not really. I'm actually supposed to be working on that this week, but this week's kind of gotten away from me, so probably next week.
Okay, no worries. The only reason I ask
is
that Google and Facebook are connected, right? They have a partnership. So if you don't have a business Facebook account, we can help you set one up, okay? We'll help you set up a business Facebook page, and then we would run ads on that page for you. I'm not sure if you're familiar how Facebook ads work or not, Brian.
Yeah, I am. I've got that covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have that covered, that's great. I mean, you know, we still work with Facebook, so if you ever wanted ads, I mean, they're already included. We don't charge you extra for that. And then lastly, we work with Yelp and we work with Apple, which will be the other two platforms that we would list you on. Okay? I'm just trying to get down here to the point. So aside from putting you on the first page, we'll get your website promoted. We'll do the Facebook, we'll do the Yelp, we'll do the Apple. And the month-to-month pricing, Brian, it's very affordable since we're not a third party. It's $249. That's it. There's no hidden charges.
$249 a month?
$249 a month, correct. The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 setup fee. That's for all new customers, but you only pay that the first month. Every single month is $249. That pricing does not go up, and it does not come down, Brian. So it does not matter how many jobs you get, how many leads, how many phone calls. None of that matters. That $249 is a flat.
Can I be on the first page if I put in roofing or asphalt shingles?
You're gonna have.
I'd be on the first page.
That's correct. You're gonna have between 15 to 20 categories that you can list. You cannot list more than 20, which means that you know, if you put, just to give you an example, right? If you put asphalt, metal roofing, shingles, gutters, you know, I don't know if you do commercial roofing or not, but we can include that if you do that.
Excellent.
See, you have a little bit of an edge on others, because a lot of these guys don't want to mess with that. You know, they try to keep it residential. You know, so if you do commercial roofing, anytime a commercial business is looking for a roofer and they type in commercial roofing, you will also pop up as one of the top recommended companies on the first page.
Okay.
Now, I had a few questions for you, Brian. I'm assuming, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. I'm assuming you do take pictures of your work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. All right. The only reason I ask that is, you know, we can put some of those on Google, right? I'm assuming you also put some of those on your page, on your website.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. Let me put some notes here. Give me one quick second. And Brian, what's your last name, sir?
Barchi. B as in boy. A R. T as in Tom, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H-I.
You know, I'll tell you something, Brian. I'm going to be very straight with you. I've been doing this for so many years, and I've never came across a Barchi.
It's uncommon.
Yeah, last names, for some reason, with me, they stick quite good, and I've never seen your last name. especially the way it's spelled, Bartsy.
Yeah.
Okay. what's your email address, brother?
Bryant@htx-roofing.com. Bryant.
Bryant at htx-roofing.com. Perfect. Now, the 832-349-5452, is that the number that you want to appear on Google where the customers can reach you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Brian? We're not going to list this on Google, by the way.
That's fine. I have an address, 8215 Long Point Road, Suite 33, Houston, 77055.
55, okay, yes, it did come off for me right away. Okay.
That's my office address. I live in Cyprus, though.
No worries, sir. Not a big deal. Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. And what times and what days that you wanted to show on Google that you were available to take calls and do work? Are you doing Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What are you doing?
9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. No Sundays, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I get one day a week.
Okay. Okay. Like, I'm trying to get you to work 7 days a week.
It can all burn down. It can all burn down. Fuck them all.
All right. Oh, man, I'm just kidding, brother. How far are you willing to travel for new clients, Brian?
Nothing to go. From Houston, 50 miles north, I mean, all the way down to Galveston.
Okay,
and
perfect.
All the way up to Austin County.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
Montgomery County.
I'm going to
so
put you
all
50.
All of the Woodlands, Conroe.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Are you licensed and insured, Brian, or not just yet?
I am.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. That makes it so much easier.
Yeah, I have $1 million of insurance.
Well, that's good for you. That's a lot of money up for insurance. That's awesome. Okay.
Right. It's better if you don't have to use it. But, yeah,
Absolutely. Okay. Hold on. I'm taking down
but
the
if they
website.
Need to sue somebody, they can sue the insurance and not
the insurance. I'm not laughing at you, okay? I'm laughing with you. Just so you
no,
know.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you, brother.
Oh, man, I needed that laugh, brother, man. You know, I deal with business owners all day long, man, and, you know, they're all, you know, I don't speak
right.
for all of them, but most of them are, yeah, man, you know, they don't got any time to crack a smile or nothing. They're like, hey, what details do you need? Get me on Google, here's the payment, and get off my phone line. You know, and I'm just like,
right.
Man, so when I get to speak to someone like you, I take advantage of it, man. I'm like a chatterbox. Sometimes I have some business owners are like, all right, Mario, hurry up and get me out of the phone. I'm like, all right, here we go. Bear with me one second. I'm almost there. All right. You'll get a call from our IT department, Brian. They'll give you a call on Monday because we're closed tomorrow and Sunday. But you'll get a call
okay.
from our IT guys. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. They do all the back-end work for us, right? They work directly with Google. They do all the content. They're going to, you know, get the information for your website to put it on Google, all the back-end work. What time on Monday would you, you know, I would need you to have about a 30-minute window to spare them 30 minutes.
Sure. About, I've got a build starting that morning, so I'll probably be in my office about 11. About
11 a.m.
Probably.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me just make sure that they have that calendar open on their department. Give me one quick second here.
And you said there's no extra charge for setting up the Facebook?
No, there's no extra charge, brother. That's why let them do it.
Okay,
you know,
let's do it.
Let the IT guys get down with it, man. I mean, and if you have any questions, make sure you pick their brain too, man. Those guys are, I don't like to call them computer nerds because that doesn't sound very right, but, you know, sometimes I get people to tell me, hey.
Yeah, in a good way.
Right, in a good way. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, these guys go to school for that. I you know, I mean,
sure.
I get people to, you know, that I call me and they're like, hey, Mario, I need to put this particular content on. And I say, wait a minute. I said, let me get you over to our,
right?
Let me get you over to the guys that know exactly that lingo. I said, because you are speaking Chinese to me right now when you're asking me to, you know, make changes on the website. Okay. Bear with me here. Thanks for your patience, by the way, Brian. Brian, I do need to set up a security question for the account, which will be the password anytime you call. This is for security measures since we are working under Google guidelines. You have three questions. You can choose one of them that's going to be the security question and answer to the account. First one, your mother's maiden name. Second one, city you were born in. Or the last one, your pet's first name.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one did you want to choose?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And which is?
Whitehead.
Did you say Whitehead?
Yeah.
Okay. Just as it sounds?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. If you don't mind me asking, where's your mom from, Brian?
Idaho.
Idaho. Oh, okay. Okay. I thought she was like, you know, from Poland or something out there. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
White.
No.
Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. If you ever call us, keep in mind that our representatives and our department would always ask you to verify Whitehead. Okay. So if you ever want anyone else to have access to this account, make sure you provide them with that. Okay. And then you do have access, Brian, to brian@htx-roofing.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm only asking because I'm going to send the confirmations there in a second, and I will also text them over to your phone number. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Brian, in reference to the payment, how did you want to settle that? We do accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
I can't set it up as a draft on my checking account, or...
We don't have that access directly from the checking account. It would have to be on a card, whether it's a business card or a debit card.
It's a business MasterCard.
Business MasterCard. Okay, does it say Brian Bar? I can't pronounce your name, man. You got to apologize me for that. Barchi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has my name, and it has Barchi Project Management. The LLC, my LLC is Barchi Project Management, but I have a registered DBA under that corporation for HTX Roofing.
Oh, got it. Okay. So you're just doing business as.
But you can put my name. It's fine, too.
Okay. Got it. Give me a second. And I want to make sure I have your last name spelled correctly. B-A-R-T-S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H-I.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Whenever you're ready, go ahead, Brian.
5348-7500-0939-7720.
Okay. Expiration date?
0426.
April 2026. And then... the security code, it's going to be the last three digits behind the card.
771.
771. Okay, Brian, just bear with me 1 second while I verify this card you provided is a valid one. Well, I do that, allow me to go over our disclosure here with you. It's going to only take about 1 minute, and then we'll wrap things up here. Well, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification, Brian. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand clearly, please ask me to repeat it. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. It's also going to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash, and of course, it works as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that we have everything correct, Brian, can you please state the name of the company?
HTX-Roofing and Restoration.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that. Does it say Restoration? Because that's what I have on my end.
HTX Roofing and Restoration.
Okay, perfect. That's what I have on my end, just so you know. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Brian Barchi, owner.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of HTX Roofing and Restoration?
I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on the billing account you provided?
I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Brian, we ask that you also participate in the growth of the company. As a result of increased visibility, like I said, always keep in mind if we ever call you, we're always going to ask you to verify your mother's maiden name, okay? Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Those will come from our customer service number, which is 877-635-6225. You can write it down, or I can text you so you can have it, whichever one you prefer, Brian.
Text it to me, please.
Okay. Absolutely. I'll do that as soon as we're done. In hiring Local Splash, Brian, we're going to be your certified marketing representatives. At any point, if you bring on board any other companies, all we ask is that you let us know. Okay.
Sure.
Your initial payment term will be processed October 25th. The total amount is $348. Well, it's actually $249, but with the $99 one-time setup fee, it's $348.
Right.
When the secondary payment is completed, it won't be completed until November 25th. Keep in mind that your flat rate every month is $249. Also, keep in mind, Brian, that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, which means that you preserve the right to stop or cancel the service anytime if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay.
Sure.
We ask that the only thing that we ask if you ever did want to stop the service, Brian, is that you give us at least a 3-day heads up notice. So your renewal date's every 25th, so as long as you give us 3 days prior to that. Okay.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me get that going here so I can get you off this phone line. Are you driving, Brian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a car moving there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm always in my truck.
gotcha. Okay, bear with me here. Okay. In a second, you're going to start getting text messages. You're going to get emails. I don't expect – there's an email that I need you to – it's very simple. I need you to complete something on it. Obviously, I don't expect you to do that right now because you're driving. When you get a chance, Brian, you're going to get an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Obviously, your invoice is going to be on there. When you open that up, you're going to find a little blue link that says click here to accept terms. When you click on that, let me tell you exactly what you're going to see. It's pretty simple, and we keep it very transparent. Right at the bottom, you're going to see your phone number, and then underneath your number, there's going to be two empty square boxes you have to click on. The first box says that you give us permission to call or text you when it's necessary, and the second box says that you accept the terms, which is that this is not a contract, you can cancel the service anytime, and that the payment method that you provided is yours and it's authentic. Okay.
Okay.
Right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Brian Marchke. I hope I said that right this time, and if I did, thank you for not correcting me, brother. You're going to see your name right underneath that, and then right underneath your name, because it's going to be typed out, right underneath your name, you got to type in your name with your phone or your computer, and then hit confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to ask you for your password credentials. Don't worry about that. You'll get those on Monday from our IT guys. If you don't get to this, you know, you have all the way up until 11 a.m. On Monday to do it. That's where we scheduled 11 a.m. For you to, you know, get this completed. If for whatever chance you forget or you don't do it, don't worry. Our IT guys will walk you through it when they call you. But if you, it's really simple, Brian. If you can do it, I advise that you do, because when they call you, it's going to save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. All right,
you got the T on the end of my name, right?
For Bryant?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, man, I thought you scared me. I thought for your last name. I said, no, I didn't. I was like, I got all the paperwork done and everything. And if I, you know, what happens if I get that wrong, I have to redo everything, which, I mean,
right.
I don't mind. I mean, I'm getting paid for it either way. But, I mean, it's just a whole bunch of more paperwork. I thought I had it wrong.
And if I change, I'm probably going to change that debit card. And when I get the new debit card, who do I call?
You just call in our customer service number here. Or you can call me as well. I'm going to text you my personal information, and I'll give you my personal extension on there too, Brian. So if you ever, you know, want to talk, you want to yell at someone, feel free. I can take it. No worries. I mean, it's customer service, man. You know how that goes. But anyhow, Brian, I want to be the first one to say welcome to the family. We look forward in the relationship between our company and HDX to be long-term, you know, and how do we do that? By showing you results, right? And as long as that we're able to do that and keep you busy, we know that we can keep you for long-term. Obviously, you know, this is not something that's done from one day to another. It does take us about 7 to 14 days to get you on Yelp, to get you on Bing, get you on Apple, get the website, your HTX-roofing.com assessed on Google. And then it takes us a few weeks after that just to get the verification done. But since you have license, you have insurance, it should be a lot quicker for us. You know, because a lot of the times we deal with customers that don't have any of that. So there's a complete different process. But in your case, you have those things squared away. So all I ask you is, you know, just to use patience with us. I promise that, you know, the results are going to be great, Brian. You know, just be a little patient. Don't get
How long does it take to show up? Should it start showing up in a couple of weeks or?
To get all the other platforms going, yes, it does take a couple of weeks. Well, here, look, I'm going to shoot you straight, Brian.
The
first page placement on Google. Google has directives for us to tell our clients to give them a window of at least 45 days. I'm going to share something with you that I normally don't. I've been seeing this been done within, I mean, I'm not supposed to tell you that only because we work under their guidelines, but I'm seeing it done within 2 or 3 weeks. You know, but I'm supposed to tell you, because I'm working under Google guidelines, hey, give us a window at least 45 days so you can start seeing HTX on the first page of Google. You know, but like I said, you have everything in order. So when we do the verification with Google, it should go very smoothly, which allows us to move faster. Okay. So that's why I ask you, man, just be patient. I promise you're going to love the results, brother.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. We'll talk to you 11 a.m. on Monday morning, Brian. Again, thank you, brother. You take care of yourself, man. And, you know, it's a pleasure speaking with you, sir. Okay.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.